USA Radio News.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction.
President Donald Trump announcing earlier today that the United States would be pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, once again keeping a promise that he made when he was candidate Trump. Today, Google put a spotlight on its artificial intelligence at its annual developers conference. The company's digital concierge, known only as Google Assistant, is gaining new and what you could say experimental tasks such as making restaurant reservations and placing other tedious phone calls without human hand-holding. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Republican primaries are being held today in four states, including Indiana, North Carolina, Ohio, and West Virginia. Now, these are all states that President Trump carried in the 2016 presidential election. Retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North will be the next president of the NRA. That's what the organization said yesterday in a statement. Today, Colonel North joined Fox News to talk about what he hopes to accomplish as president of the NRA.
My purpose is to, I'm the quick reaction force, I guess is the best way of putting it. We've got a message to get out to the American people. It's a very straightforward message. The NRA was created in 1871 to teach the safe handling of firearms, marksmanship, and protection of the Second Amendment. It's very simple.
We're
not out to take anything from anybody. What we want to do is help everybody keep their freedom.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Seemingly, we're still hearing from Hillary Clinton and doing interviews, and last week she came out and talked about if she was too much of a capitalist and that cost her the election. She's been out making the rounds, still promoting her book that came out a couple months ago. Well, Amy Chozick followed Hillary for the last two presidential campaigns, and she talks about what it was like to be working on the inside as a reporter covering a campaign.
It looks very glamorous, but actually you're riding on a lot of like stinky buses with other reporters, and you're kind of eating whatever food they serve to you that day, some stale sandwich, and, you know, going all over. I mean, I don't want to say it's incredibly exciting, but it is very grueling. Your days are not your own. You know, you're completely on the schedule of the candidate. And Hillary Clinton actually kept pretty grueling hours doing a lot of events. And so there were long days. Sometimes you didn't get any, you know, most of the time you got no access to the candidate. You're just kind of watching the same speech multiple times a day. So it really gets, it's a completely all-encompassing, exhausting experience. At the end of the day, after both campaigns, I traveled to 48 states and all counties and all 99 counties in Iowa, I think twice.
Chozick also said how she believes Hillary Clinton's time spent in the State Department may have disconnected her from the American people. For all of these stories and many more, remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.